Good morning, church. We all, as human beings, have very memorable moments. We remember in our lives some of the good things which have happened, which we really treasure up to now. We think about them, and these things have made great differences in our lives. Today, we are going to talk about Saul and his journey to Damascus. This has been said over and over again. I think the story about Saul going to Damascus and how he was struck on just on his way to Damascus, and how he later converted to Paul, and how he was used. But today, let's have a look at the real story. We are going to read from Acts chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he found any there who followed the way, whether man or woman, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he was near Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The man traveling with Saul stood there, speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anything. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could not see anything. So they led him by hand into the city, into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind, and he would not eat or drink. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man called Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about the man, all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." That last verse is very, very important. So if we look at let me just put this aside so that I don't. If we look at Saul from any perspective, Saul had the following qualities. He was highly blessed. We call New Zealand an egalitarian society. You can walk into any office. But during those days, in order for you to easily have a conversation with the high priest, you must be somebody who is really highly praised. He was a professional person. Saul was a tent maker. And I think during those days, if you live in a desert area, you were famous as a well digger or as a tent maker, because in the desert, I think is the Steve Jobs. If you turn maker, you're the Steve Jobs of the day. Turns were that important component of people's lives that if you were a turn maker, you were really considered to be a very professional person. He was well connected. He knew the Jewish law. He knew the people. But he was really passionate about what he did. He wanted to bring, round up Christians, bring them to Jerusalem, and get them persecuted. He had knowledge about places because he would easily go to Damascus, easily go to places. But the most important thing is Saul, as he was known before he was struck by that light, he was passionate about what he was doing, but he was passionate about persecuting Christians. The Christians on the other side knew how bad Saul was. If you said, "Oh, let's go and have dinner with Saul," if you're a Christian, you wouldn't go and have dinner with him. If you say, "Oh, we are going to have this meeting, but Saul will be at the same meeting," you wouldn't want to go there because you knew how bad Saul was when it comes to his thoughts about Christians. He was not just somebody who he was passionate about what he was doing. Now, a man of his status, a man of his behavior, is converted to come back and say to people, "Let's go and pray to the Lord. I'm no longer going to persecute Christians. I'm no longer going to take these people into prison. I would like people to sort of come back to the Lord." When Saul was struck by lightning on his way to Damascus, a few things happened to him. He became blind. He couldn't see for 3 days. He couldn't eat. The best thing which happened to Saul was he responded to an instruction. He answered to an instruction. If we could imagine ourselves being in Saul's position, most of us would have run away and maybe killed ourselves. Most of us would have said, "I'm not going there," like Jonah did when he was instructed to go to Nineveh. But Saul got the instruction. He responded to the instruction and he went to Damascus as he was told. We as Christians have had our Saul moments. The time we did meet the Lord. We met the Lord in our own way. If you look at the conversion of Saul, some people heard what was happening, but they didn't see what Saul heard. So the conversion moment was specifically designed for Saul. In our lives as well, when we do answer to the call of the Lord, it's not like we're sowing grain that will fall on everybody and will just be the same. We were specifically called on a specific day at a specific time because the Lord knew you could specifically use him for this specific task. Saul was a man who was, usually they would say, "We want to preach the word to the Gentiles." But because Saul was well placed, you know, in the verse 15, they say, "You preach to the kings, to the Gentiles, and to everybody in Israel." He was specifically tailored to be made use of so that he could preach the word of God to all these people because of his status. When the Lord calls us individually, Mary, James, and John, it's not about you. It's about what the Lord sees in us, which can make that impact the next person. If it was about Paul, about Saul, the Lord would just have said to Saul, "Convert to Christianity. I don't want you to persecute Christians anymore," and the story would have ended there. So when we had our light moments, some of us would have had them 40 years ago, depending on how old we are now. Some of us would have had them 2 days ago. Some of us are yet to have these light moments. But the idea is not for you as a number. The idea is the Lord sees more than you when he gives you the light moment. The Lord sees where you as a person fits in the harvest which is yet to be undertaken. So we had in our lives maybe our light moments, like Saul had his light moment when he was going to Damascus. The question is, did we think it was just about us? And the story ended there. Did we think the Lord realized that we are specifically tailor-made for a specific task which we haven't even thought about? How have our lives since our light moment had an impact on the people around us? At times we say, oh, maybe Saul, being the person he was very eloquent, he could speak. But at times you don't have to speak to bring people to the Lord. That's why specific people are tailor-made for specific sort of projects, specific targets, specific tasks. If we live our lives like people who have had a light moment, that can easily influence the neighboring person, our neighbor close by. If the way we live, the way we behave at work, at home, wherever we are, is indicative of people who have had a light moment, the people around us will easily sort of say, how? You see that lady, you see that man, he looks a bit different, he behaves a bit different. Look at what has happened to him, but the way he responded to things. So the whole idea of today's preaching is not about us. When we converted, when we had our light moments, it was not meant necessarily for us. The Lord would not have spent, it was easier to call on somebody who was already preaching the word of God and give them much more emotional zeal to say, go ye and preach the word. But the Lord picks Saul. Saul had a difficult time to turn around and say to people, let's talk about the Lord. We are not in as difficult a time maybe as Saul is. We haven't persecuted people, but we at times fail to make use of the opportunities in our lives, the opportunities which have been created by the light moment we got to be in touch with the Lord. If you were in Saul's shoes, would you have gone and said to people, let's talk about the Lord? You'd know people hate you. You'd know people have known about your bad past. You would have known that people really associate Paul with somebody who is very passionate about killing people. But he goes ahead and talks about the Lord. Are our lives as bad as Saul had? They are not. And why do we find it difficult to just turn around and think about the fact that it's not about us? It's not about me as an individual. It's about the Lord trying to use me specifically for a specific task. So if we have had our moments a long time ago, maybe we were dreading, maybe I'm not the right person to talk about this. No, I don't have the right equipment. I don't have the right sort of stance to talk about this. If you think about Saul. Maybe it might give you some bit of encouragement. Saul was in a worse of place than any of us in this room. But he had the courage he went on and preached about the word of the Lord, and he went on and he went through tough times. But he did what the light moment expected him to do. Now, people might think, oh, it's about name change. Saul then became Paul. Maybe if you put a P on your name, what would your name sound like? if you already have a P, maybe that's. But then the passage goes on to tell us it's not about name change. It's not about the simplest name change, because what we encounter in this passage are similar names to people we know, but people being given different tasks. We have heard about Judas Iscariot. If it was a name, then if somebody just said Judas, we'd think Judas, the person who betrayed Jesus. But here is the same name being used for a different purpose. So it's not about converting, putting a P on your name and the conversion has gone. We have heard about Ananias. Maybe it's not the same Ananias who came with a different amount of money to the Lord the other time. The same name. So it's not literally about name change. It's not literally about name change. It's about being specifically taking the instruction from the Lord after you have your light moment and making the best use of it. Saul was a tent maker. Saul was persecuting Christians. Saul was everything which was not associated with being a Christian. But he had a light moment that turned his life around and started talking about the Lord. He realized it wasn't a game of numbers. It wasn't about him. Although the message was tailor-made specifically to him, because people who were around heard things, but they didn't see what Saul saw. Your moment was also specifically. A lot of times we've come to a church and there was fabulous preaching, and at the end of the preaching, the preacher says, is there anybody who would like to sort of give their lives to the Lord? You don't always have 20 people coming. Because your encounter is specifically tailor-made in time, space, for you to do a specific. So what we are having in this particular chapter is the encounter of Saul with his light moment and how he made use of it. If we're struggling with making use of our encounter with the Lord, making sure that the way we live, the way we impact our next door neighbors, the way we impact people we work with. Oh, I don't want to even let people know that I'm a Christian at work. But just imagine if where you work, you were Saul. You were Saul. Would you even want people to think about you as an individual? Oh, I don't even want. Oh, we can talk about Christianity these people, but when I meet these people, no, I just want to be a secular person. Could you imagine yourself in Saul's shoes? If we thought it was difficult just saying hi to our neighbor and talking about the word of God, if we thought it was difficult to say hi to the next person we meet in the street somewhere and say, how are you today? And talk about the word of God. Just think about Saul. Think about how deep Saul was on the other end of the scale. But when he had his light moment, he rose up to the occasion. He heard the Lord's instruction. He responded to the Lord's instruction. He understood that it was not about him as an individual. Is about him being able to be used for for the next person, and the next person, the next person. We are generally maybe dwindling in strength. People don't want, most places you talk about, workplace, places we go to, people don't want to identify themselves as Christians. They don't. They don't. Oh, don't. Yeah, yeah. If you meet somebody who might sort of sound like, oh, they go to church. Yeah, yeah. I also go to church, but don't tell people around here. Oh, yeah. I go to church, but don't tell people. We have a lot of opportunities around us. If you think it's difficult, just think about soul. If you think it's that hard to talk to the next person, just think about what Saul would have thought after his life came from that deep end where he was persecuting Christians, where he was doing all the bad things about Christians. Nobody would even want to see him coming. I think people would run away. But from that difficult stance, that difficult moment, he persevered and went on to talk to people about the word of God, converting people. At times, we create difficulties for ourselves. I think it's too tough. The environment is not ripe. We are not living in. I don't think he's ready for it. But if you're finding it hard to talk about Christ, to talk about the Lord's word to people, just think about Saul. Just think about how Saul would have felt. So, what the message is all about is the Lord would want to use people in their circumstances to preach, to spread the word of the Lord. We have a good thing going. I think my life would not have been the same if maybe my parents didn't take us to church or whatever it was. But we seem to belittle that Christian side of our life. We don't seem to. People at any workplace, if you talk rugby, everybody will join in and, oh yeah, did you see that? Did you see that? It's really, but how do we compare rugby to the lives of Christianity? If we talk about any other topic, people will jump in. If you talk cricket, these days it's cricket, everybody will jump in. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But if we spend 5 or 1% of our life, when we get the opportunity, just talk a little bit about the word of God, I think we will realize that is not a game of numbers. We have the opportunities, and at times we just think it's difficult to do that. The Lord would like to use us as we are. As we are. And the more we are, not worse off than Saul. Saul had a very tough time coming from where he was to talking about Jesus. Maybe we have a better platform to do that. It's not about us. We are already here. It's about using our light moment to impact the next person. Saul did use his light moment to impact as many people as he could around him. He went into all sorts of troubles, but he persevered to make sure that his light moment was not in vain. We all had our light moments, and at times we think it's just difficult sharing that light moment to the next person around you. If we think it's difficult, then what would Saul say? May the Lord bless his word.